A new memorandum of understanding between the Energy and Agriculture Departments aims to promote rural energy development. The 2018 Farm Bill required this get-together, and joining me with what it's all about, the Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator at USDA, Betty Brand. Ms. Brand, good to have you on.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, this is not a new version of the Rural Electrification Administration, is it? What is it that this memorandum aims to actually do between USDA and Energy?
The Memorandum of Understanding really formalizes a lot of the collaboration and work that has been done between DOE and rural development, and really specifically lays out five areas to actually enhance and work on and collaborate together, all with the vision of providing greater prosperity and economic opportunity and development within our rural communities.
Well, what are the five areas?
First off, the five areas are, and we have working groups that are designed around that. The first one would be working on manufacturing, where you provide information, and for example, a project that was just recently completed was the Appalachian Access to Capital Forum, where DOE and USDA Rural Development work together to bring lenders, businesses, and economic development representatives all together in the western Pennsylvania, to talk about opportunities to participate in the energy sector, helping provide data to them and information on the resources available both from us, federal government, and also on our partners, private partners, which are specifically, all of the projects were specifically focused on emerging petrochemical industry. So there will also be another one of those scheduled in West Virginia later in the or early spring. So working to help different parts of the country enhance the manufacturing and understand the resources available. The other, the second one is working specifically with the energy industry, and some of the projects are working around the CO2 pipeline network, drought mitigation, biofuels infrastructure, and natural gas energy-related projects.
Sure.
So all of that is around energy, then energy generation, talking about carbon capture utilization and sequestration, wind innovation, and hydro and renewable development opportunities. And then the fourth would be infrastructure and cybersecurity, talking specifically about the electric utility grid-related efforts and helping coordinate both in resiliency, disaster preparedness and responsiveness, and just making sure that we're shoring the actual grid. And then the fifth one is to encourage and support investments in new and improved rural energy infrastructure.
So it sounds like you're trying to bring jobs and economic development outside of agriculture activities to the rural areas?
Most certainly that's part of it. In addition to bringing jobs and creating that viability within those rural communities, but also supporting agriculture and the ability to have reliable sources of energy and looking at opportunities to provide some stability and security so that they can continue to operate. And for example, the propane situation right now in certain parts of the country would be an example of an area that really harms agriculture because they don't have access.
Got it. We're speaking with Betty Brand. She is the Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator at the USDA. And is the main goal here to get capital to fund projects under the auspices of the government and also grants from the government? Sounds like there's a possible more than one stream of funds that could come into to do these developments.
That's exactly right. There are multiple streams and resources available. I think, of course, on each of the various projects and topics discussed within the MOU, the USDA and DOE representatives co-chair each of those working groups. And so it could vary on what roles each of the departments in the federal agency would cover. But in general, DOE will focus on more of the R&D and the technologies, And then USDA will focus on the economic development and financing and funding those projects in rural communities. So really, it's one thing to have the innovation and have the research and the technology there, but then the other thing, if you can't marry that up with the opportunity to implement and the capital needed to do that, we're really not going to be as successful. But together, America prospers.
And when you look at farms, I mean, they have always had the need for resiliency because of the vicissitudes of markets and weather and so forth. But as they become more technologically intensive and maybe require more energy to operate, it sounds like there needs to be an update, or this is going to help update the infrastructure supporting farms, which you don't normally think of as needing the types of city-type infrastructure, but maybe they do.
Well, definitely. Many, many agricultural operations are very complex, much more complex than often the general public might even perceive. The idea of a farmer wearing bib overalls and being able to just go out and hoe something, there are still perhaps farmers that farm that way, but there are also many of them, large and small, family operations, corporate, all working and having very complex technologies, whether it be robotics for their milking parlor, whether it be the technologies they use for precision farming and the accuracy for just consistent source and resiliency for their power, is all combined to help them be more profitable, much more productive, and being able to do it with less people that are more and more farming is done by less people, because it's a lot of hard work and a lot of people don't prefer to do that type of work anymore. But thank goodness we have people, very, very smart people, that are willing to still farm and still utilize all the technologies and opportunities that are evolving, continue to evolve even. And we're trying to keep up with that and provide them with both the technical assistance. You know, this particular MOU was set out within the 2018 Farm Bill, and it really required us to formalize an MOU between USDA and DOE. There's plenty of work that was done prior to this 2018 Farm Bill, whether it was through interagency agreements, research and development, and collaboration on many of our program delivery areas in the energy sector, but also the MOU that was formalized here in the 2018 Farm Bill really brings all of that into a more formal structure and allows us to really focus and collaborate and keep tabs of everything and make sure we are being the most productive and the most effective,
sure,
providing that resource to the communities.
And tell us about the Rural Business Cooperative Service itself. Where in the pantheon of agriculture agencies does it fall?
USDA has 8 mission areas, and rural development is one of those mission areas. We typically don't have a lot of programs that deal directly with the farmer, although some of our energy efficiency programs and our value-added producer grant programs really do deal directly with producers. But we provide numerous programs, over 14 different programs, that allow businesses to receive capital in the form of guaranteed loans, working with the local lenders so that they can get better terms, perhaps, and opportunities to finance their business, whether it be to expand or emerging businesses, that provide that support and in local communities to help those agriculture, the farmers, and the very, whether it be the equipment dealership, the feed store, the manufacturer of seed, producing seeds, or even the local community grocery store, all providing the infrastructure it needs for these rural communities.
You sure know your USDA. Betty Brand is Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator at the Agriculture Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was good talking to you.
We'll post this interview along with a link to the memo at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.